Shalom, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
Thank God, Ilan. Baruch Hashem. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's great.
Parashat Chukat.
That's right. Parashat Chukat is got some actually interesting laws, some laws that we don't even understand. We have no reasons for them. For example, Moses is taught the laws of the Paraduma, the red heifer.
Yeah.
Who, what we do then is we, the ashes of the red heifer, we purify a person with it, which this person had contaminated, was contaminated by contact with a dead person. Yeah. And the way for him to become pure was to sprinkle the ashes of the red heifer. Now we do not have a reason, why we have the red heifer, and, we were never told. And then, you know, after 40 years of journey through the desert, the people of Israel arrive in the wilderness, and then, obviously, Miriam, Moses' sister, dies, and then the people are very thirsty for water. And God tells Moses to go and speak to the rock and command it to give water. And what happens? Moses gets very angry at the rebellious, the Jews that they were rebelling, and he hits the stone. So obviously water issues forth, even though he hit the stone. However, God was very angry and told Moses that neither him nor his brother Aaron will enter the promised land.
Yeah.
And also we read in this week's Torah portion that Aaron dies, and he's succeeded in the, because he was a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, by his son Elazar. And we then also read later on that the Moses leads the people in battle against the great kings of Amorite, of the names were of the kings Sihon and Og, and obviously they and conquers their lands, which were those kings, which lied, I believe it was in the east of the Jordan, is where they conquered those lands of Sihon and Og. So now, going on the concept of Aaron who died, he was a high priest, he was the brother of Moses, the Torah goes in length, talks about it, and, you know, he was leader of the Jewish people for 40 years, so on and so forth. And he was a great tzaddik. He was a very, very righteous man. And the Tanya, which is the hidden esoteric part of Chassidut, of the inner dimensions of the Torah, relates that when a tzaddik, a righteous person, passes from this world, all of that person's spiritual achievements continue to have an effect in the realm of the living to us. And they become a very, very powerful source of blessing for all the people that follow in their way.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? That means that if we study what Aaron stood for and, you know, emulate him to the best of our ability, we become devoted disciples to Aaron. And what happens is that we benefit from the divine blessing in his merit, and because of him. And the blessing from God that comes through the tzaddikim that we seek to emulate is always a good thing. But people ask and say, okay, that's very nice, you should live by Aaron and, you know, try and emulate him and everything and so on and so forth. But what was Aaron's teaching? What do we really find that Aaron had so unique that can help us, and when we understand how we're supposed to live our lives? We find that it's written in Pirkei Avot, which is the ethics of our fathers, in the first chapter, and it says, be amongst the disciples of Aaron, loving peace, pursuing peace, loving ordinary people, and bringing them near to the Torah. And on that verse in Pirkei Avot, in the ethics of our fathers, the sages tell us that Aaron Aaron devoted himself to carrying out the commandment of love your fellow. And he didn't only just do it to just to the degree of love your fellow, but he did it literally to the highest degree. And the Midrash explains that how did he attract people to the teaching of the Torah? He never got angry if people, failed to meet the expectations of the Jewish law. He would meet a person who was somewhat, let's say lacking in his observance of Judaism, and he would greet him with a smile and with a warm reception. And when that person would be leaving, the man would think to himself, if Aaron, the high priest, greets me so warmly, he must think that I'm such a worthy person. I have to improve myself. So that was the impression that Aaron, gave over to the people that he met. He never looked down at that person. He looked at that person as that person. He who that person was is very special.
Yeah.
I respect him. No matter, he might be religious, maybe not religious, he might be becoming religious, regardless of whatever it is. I respect of who that person is. So then that person felt good about himself. He says, I need to improve. And through this, pleasantness and warmth, Aaron encouraged the Jews of the generation to feel very close to the ideals of the Torah. And if you go and look at the wording that it says in Ethics of Our Father, it says very us, ordinary people, meaning creatures.
Yeah.
And this is explained that Aaron's example was to love everyone, including creatures. Doesn't make a difference. What does it mean when he says that? He says that even people with a negative behavior, as if only redeeming thing that person might have that is so special is the fact that he was created by God. And everything else, he's the most negative person, he's the most evil person, and so on and so forth. Yet the path of Aaron was to find the hidden good that exists within that person.
It's like Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly.
He just loves people. And you can see that in the Bible, you can see that Moses all the time sent him to the people, tell the people, spread that message. He was a diplomat.
All right. Oh, for sure. And you're 100% correct. And the sages tell us that Aaron worked to bring peace between people in general. It didn't make a difference who those people were. And he even went even a step further. Not only did he want to make peace between people, but especially wanted to make peace between husband and wife. He found ways, to patch up arguments. For example, if A and B were in a conflict, he would tell A how much B likes him, and then tell B that he heard that A is singing praises about him. So he would try and work in a very, very, like you said, very, very political, manipulative way, but in a good way, to be able to try and find that common ground, to be able to have that peace. And it is told to us by the sages and is brought down in the Midrash that it's through the love of one's fellow that we love a fellow Jew, or a fellow creature, a fellow being, that the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, will be restored. That by striving to be the disciple of the leader of our generation, and, even going back all the way to Aaron and to Moses, this is going to bring the redemption. If we are able to find in a community, specifically even in a community that, for example, like Windsor, it's not a big Jewish community, but if we're able to find common ground where everyone can be able to emulate our own character traits of finding peace between each other, finding love between each other, then we all can live on the same, wavelength. We all have the same common grounds. We all have one thing. We have the Torah, which is the blueprint of the Jewish people. No matter who you are, we have one Torah. We have one exact Torah for every single person. No one is more important. Every single person is equal when learning the Torah. so we can learn the Torah on our own specific level. And we have to look at a person and say, that person has come so far from wherever he was in his stage in spiritual life with God, and now he's at this stage of life. He might be a lot lower than I am, but that makes no difference. We have to look like Aaron. He looked into the person and he was able to make that person feel proud of who he was, that because of that, he wanted to become better. He felt that he was worth something. And that's what our job is, to emulate the spiritual growth of Aaron, that it becomes part of our life, that we have an effect on every single person that lives in our community, and every single person that we become in contact, even if he's not in our community. And that's an important lesson, I think, that we can learn from Aaron.
Yeah, very nice. Rabbi, what about services in Shaarei Tzedek this weekend?
Services Friday evening, 7:30, Shabbat morning at 8:30. I'm sorry, Shabbat morning at 9 o'clock. And, you know, I was thinking now that I'm saying it, is that if anyone's interested, there is also a minyan in the city on the Sunday morning at 8:30, which is at the Shah HaShemayim.
Mm-hmm.
They have a minyan at 8:30 in the morning, and it doesn't go for that long. And then there's breakfast afterwards, too.
So that's even
a better thing.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, they invite everyone to come in. So I didn't ask them to announce it, but I'm announcing it on my own perspective, saying that, you know, we try and build the community, and I think it's an important
thing. That's very nice.
So,
thank you again.
Thank you, Ilan, and we will talk, God willing, next week. Shabbat Shalom.